Recently, some anthropologists conducted an interesting case study in ethnology. Now, ethnology, as you recall, is a branch of anthropology that deals with how various cultures develop and change. The study was about the development of basket weaving by African-American women who live in the town of Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. The town is known for its high-quality sweetgrass baskets, which are woven by these women. They've been weaving the baskets for generations, handing down the skill from mother to daughter. Some of the baskets have been placed on permanent display at the Philadelphia Museum of Art. The origin of their basket weaving dates back to the 17th century, and even earlier, when these women's ancestors came to the United States from the west coast of Africa. Now, it's mainly a hobby, but back in the 17th and 18th centuries, African-American women wove the baskets for use on the rice plantations. There were two types of baskets then, work baskets and baskets for use in the home. The work baskets were made out of bulrushes. Bulrush is a long, tough grass that grows in marshes. One type of work basket was the fan basket, which was used to separate grains of rice from the waste. The baskets used in the homes were made out of the more delicate sweetgrass. They were used for everything from fruit baskets to baby cradles.